from APM. I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Tomorrow, Amazon will engage in its summer online shopping sale bonanza, Prime Day. This year, Prime Day will happen in the U.S. and 12 other countries, including Mexico and India. 85 million people in the U.S. are already signed up for Amazon Prime, the company's $99 a year service. And according to the Census Bureau, there's only 126 million households in the U.S. The quality of the day's online sales, though, tough to judge. So we got a pretty good judge on the line, Adam Burakowski, deals editor at The Wirecutter, now owned by The New York Times. The Wirecutter features reviews on products that it thinks are the best gadgets to buy. Adam, thanks for getting on the line from your place in Anaheim, California. Wherever we are, does Prime Day actually offer us any good deals?
Last year, we found it definitely did. We featured 64 deals, which was more than we'd featured on any single day to date at that time. But since you're looking through thousands of products, it could be really easy to go and get some all right deals, but not particularly great ones. So as long as you're selective, yeah, you can get some really good prices.
What about Prime Day is interesting to you?
That it's been successful, actually. I would not have expected a big shopping holiday in July to have gone over particularly well, but they've managed, despite making it on work days in previous years and this year, to get a lot of people hyped up about a shopping day in the middle of summer.
Adam Burakowski of The Wirecutter, thanks. By the way, one of the other big goals of Prime Day for Amazon is evidenced in what is for sale. A lot of Amazon hardware devices, like the smart home Amazon Echo speaker, for instance, which helps you, oh, I don't know, buy more stuff on Amazon. This Wednesday, thousands of tech companies, websites, and organizations around the country will be engaging in a day of action. The goal? Try to prevent what they see as a telecom-friendly Federal Communications Commission under the Trump administration from rolling back the so-called Title II protections of net neutrality. Net neutrality is that idea that internet service providers should give equal access to all information and websites online at equal speeds. By the way, we're always trying to explain net neutrality with analogies. Here's Charles Dwan, staff attorney at Public Knowledge, with some analogies for a world without net neutrality.
A world without net neutrality would be like UPS delivering packages from Amazon faster than ones from Walmart. It would be like a freeway with a special lane for Hondas, but not Toyotas. It would be like your mother serving Thanksgiving dinner faster to your brother than to you. It would be like a taxi service that picked up some passengers quicker than others, and that drove slower to some destinations than others.
We are looking for more of those, by the way, so get in touch at marketplacetech.org. The list of organizations taking part in the Day of Action Wednesday is long. Google, Amazon, Reddit, Netflix, GitHub, the ACLU, even the website Pornhub is on board, which says it is going to slow down video loading for its 75 million daily users. I am not going to play you some of that video, but the music you're hearing right now is from a video promoting the day on the website Vimeo. Vimeo is a platform kind of like YouTube for a lot of professional people in the film industry. Over the music, words in the video say that if net neutrality opponents like Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T win over the FCC, they can censor, slow down, and charge more money for the web as we know it. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab went down to Vimeo to learn about how the site is preparing for Wednesday's big push.
My name is Jamie Wilkinson, and I'm a VP of engineering here at Vimeo. A lot of people just aren't really aware that this deadline is coming up, that this issue has surfaced again. Really just letting people know, I think, will be a huge push in the right direction. Vimeo is a video sharing website, and most of the traffic that comes to the site is people actually watching the clips of the video. So the top maybe quarter of the page has a big banner saying, today's the day, let's save the internet, take action around net neutrality, and really save this thing that we've all really enjoyed and benefited from and continue to want to benefit from. Let me switch over. It's got bright colors and cool shapes. It's already a pretty boring and technical issue, so the more we can do to liven it up and really get people excited about participating in this, the better. If net neutrality goes away, I think we start to cut off those small and medium businesses, those independent voices that are able to thrive in sort of the open, free ecosystem of the web where everything is treated the same. For Vimeo as a business, being able to maintain the high quality of both of the content as well as the speed of the delivery is crucial to staying relevant for the people who pay us to use the service. There's already been a good number of comments submitted, and I really think that a coordinated push like this is what's going to be able to get more of the word out for everybody.
The push during the day of action is for people to submit public comments to the FCC on the issues. The pro-net neutrality people have a website of their own, battleforthenet.com. And before we go, it is summertime, which means time for summer jams. And we at Marketplace Tech are big fans of summer jams. So we want to do a kind of living, breathing radio playlist with you, our listeners. We'll play some cuts. You can play some cuts. The only rule: the song in title, lyric, or instrumentation has to be techie in some way. So I'll kick it off with a tune by the rapper Drum called Cash Machine. My cash machine, my cash machine. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine, my cash machine. Hat tip to Marketplace Tech producer Claire Tennisgetter for that. Tweet me your summer tech jam. I'm at The Brock Johnson, or you can tweet at Marketplace Tech. Use the hashtag Summer Tech Jam. You can also post your song on Facebook.com/Marketplace Tech. We will build a playlist together. It will be awesome. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.